11 o'clock. Let's begin, guys. We've got a lot to do.
Okay, number one. what does the Gemara say about Shemin? Yes. Gemara says on Mem Bezim and Aleph, the Gemara says we need to determine what exactly is the end of the meal. And for purposes of maybe you have to go ahead and bench, maybe you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. We'll talk about that, Bez Hashem. But the Gemara says in the name of Rav that someone is Ragav Hashem and Shemin is Ma'akev. So even if you finished eating and removed all the food from the table, Kolzman, you haven't washed your hands with oil. And the reason why they do it is get the odor off your hands. The suit is still is extant. And you could continue to eat without a bracha. Okay? You could continue to eat without a bracha. This comes from another Gemara, and let's get it down. All the Marmakaimis in the Masechta on Nun Beizman Beiz. On Nun Gimelamid Beiz. The Gemara says in Nun Gimelamid Beiz, they had a derech to wash their hands in oil at the end of the meal in order to get the sweat off one's hands. And because of the Kavod HaBracha, the Chamim Ramakbid, if you are Ragel Bekach, if you have a habit to do this, you should wash your hands with oil, and you're not allowed to bench before that. And because the Gemara says that, Ragel B'Shemin, you have not finished your meal until you what? Good to see you in the tunnel. You have not finished your meal until you have anointed your hands in oil, because you're not allowed to be Mavarech. Okay? And it's interesting, because that was the derech of what they did, and you have to follow the derech. Okay? And when it says, Misha Ragel B'Kach, the Chachamim Ramakbid, because of the Kavod HaBracha, someone who's ragel b'kach should do it. Okay, if the minig of the province is that they, you know, don't have a lot of money, they don't have a lot of oil, you know what I mean, they don't do this, then you can't expect this to be required of a person. But if the minig of the province is to wash their hands of oil, based on what Gomorrah and then Gimel and Beis, to get the odor off one's hands, then the meal has not been completed, even though the tray was removed, even though the food was removed. But if you haven't what? If you haven't yet washed your hands with oil, you can resume eating even without a bracha. You got that? Please get that. A lot of times you need to put together two Gomorrahs. Sam, you got that? Membezim and off with what, Gaf? Nun Gimelim and Beis. Yes, quickly, Natana. No, go ahead, quick.
From the fact, obviously, here that if it's not the norm of the province to do it, then it wouldn't be a thing. Is that applied in other halachas? That could be like maybe like Mayim Achronim.
Well, regarding Mayim Achronim, we'll talk about, let's just mention, it's a steer in the Mechaber. One sheet, the first sif in the Mechaber says Mayim Achronim Chova. Mayim Achronim is obligatory. And then the last sif says that some people have a meaning not to do it because it's Nikias. We use silverware, and therefore your hands are clean anyway, so you don't have to do it. So it's a steer in the Mechaber. But we should do Mayim Achronim. We suggested it. We recommended it. Become a habit. The Rosh Hashulchan says a skula for wealth, Lamaisa. You shouldn't talk between the Mayim Achronim and the benching. Okay? So, Lamaisa, there's no real set meaning. I just started talking about the oil. That answers number one. Two, how did the Ramban Mazra lay Silchas of Kohani Shmaitza? The Gemara says the following. That Rav said, one is Ragel B'Shemin, Shemin is Makev. Ravashi says we were in the house of Rav Huna, and he told us, you know what? We have a minig to what? Use oil. And therefore, Shemin is Ma'akev. And therefore, Lamaisa, you're allowed to continue to eat without a bracha. Kolzman, what? Kolzman, you haven't washed your hands. You haven't washed your hands with oil. But then the Gemara made the following comment. We don't hold like any of these members. What do you mean don't hold like any of these members?
Didn't we explain it to me as like it's Lav Dafka? The statement of Lav Dafka.
Well, we'll see. What does it mean, Leisachos HaKohani Shmaitza? So, Lamaisa, wait, the Ramban says it, please get it, the Ramban says it very nicely, is that the Poshup Shad of the Gemara is that it's not totally in the Gemara Suda, the end of the meal. Sam, focus. It's not the Gemara Suda. Number two, it's not moving the food from in front of you, and it's not washing your hands with oil. Those are three steps we just learned to finish the meal. Gemara Suda, number two, the removal of the food in the trays. And number three, wash your hands in oil. It's not like any of those three. Now, the Ramban says in Milchamas and Shabbos, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that from the next statement of Rav, we're going to prove these three things wrong. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that. It's possible that Rav himself, Lamaisa, may be held that we remove the table or the tray. It's also to continue to eat. But the Gemara here is talking. Who is the Gemara? Ravina Ravashi wrote the Gemara. When the Gemara makes this phrase, it is the Gemara talking. And the Gemara is saying that what? That we are using Rav's statement to show me that the previous three steps are wrong. You got that? Not that Rav said the previous three steps are wrong, but Ravina Rashi are using Rav's statement to say that what? To say that everything before is wrong. And therefore he's trying to say everything is before is wrong. The Gemara is saying that. And the Gemara is saying, what is wrong? What is wrong? It is not the Gemara of the food. It is not the removal of food in the tray. It is not the pouring of the oil in the hands. But what is it? It is my machronim. My nachronim is the conclusion of the meal. Done. And that is the way the Ramban says it. Not that Rav personally said that, but Ravina Ravashi personally felt that. And that's what it means with this statement the Ramban says. You got what I'm saying? It's Ravina Ravashi making the statement, not Rav. Rav could very well hold maybe the end of the meal is the tray. But the Gemara is using what? Using Rav's statement of Sholot Tekifis and saying that one of the Sholot Tekifis taketh l'tila is what? Is bracha. Meaning that Mayim Achronim must go right into the benching. And therefore that is the halacha l'mayim. So that's what the Gemara says. This is how the Ramban reads it in the Melchamis and Shabbos Chof Dalim and Beis and it's Chedushim and Nidit Samach Zayim and Avdur Masko Pascha. Yes. We're going to get to that now. That's two. Number two, excellent. Three, how did Rashi and Nida, Sutat, is quoted in Tosis and Nida, how does he learn the Gemara? So Rashi and Nida, quoted by Tosis there in Nida, learns it differently. That the Lashon Leitz Hilchos Kohen Shmaitza is the following, is that the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara, quotes the Raya Neged, the first Memras, Alpi the Mamra Acheris, meaning that Rav really holds that the first three statements are wrong. Meaning it is not the Gemara Suda, it is not the removal of the tray and the food, and it is not what? It is not the washing of the oil on one's hands. But rather, what is it? It is my machronim. And Rav held that personally. Not that Ravina Ravashi were using Rav's statement to say we thought it's wrong. Rav personally held that that was not considered to be what? The end of the meal. We thought it was fascinating because even though Rav was the one who said Ragel B'Shem and Shem Makvel, he's the one who said that. But that doesn't mean that what? That doesn't mean that that's the end of the meal. The other three statements, if I'm not mistaken, were not in the name of Rav. But the Shemin one was. So that's fine. That's interesting. You follow me? That is interesting, Lamaisa, that it was the Shemin. But still, Rav held that was not the end of the meal. The end of the meal is what, Akiva? My Machronim. And Rav held that personally. That answers number three. Four, what is considered the end of the meal in L'may Nafkimina? What is considered the end of the meal in L'may Nafkimina? The end of the meal, L'maysa, the end of the meal, what is considered the end of the meal, and what is the Nafkimina? So let's get it. So the bottom line is that it is considered to be what? It is considered to be the end of the meal, right? So what does that mean? Does that mean that someone has to what? Does that mean that someone has to bench immediately? Or is it, Lamaisa, does it mean that if you want to eat, you have to eat with a what? With a bracha. What does it mean? That's what the Shaila Lamaisa that comes up, Lamaisa, that's the Shaila that comes up, Lamai Nafkimina, about this discussion that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be the end of the meal, okay? The nafkamina is, number one, either what? Either you must bench, you cannot eat, it's usher to eat, or number two, if you want to eat, you must what? You must say a bracha, rishona, before you eat. That is what is the Gemara means. What is considered the end of the Suda? So what's considered the end of the Suda is considered to be what? My machronim, from our Gemara.
What exactly is it? What does this question mean?
Yeah, what is considered Sima Suda? Okay. You tell me the answer. What is the answer? No, what is the answer? My Machronim is the answer. And what is the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina could be twofold. Either what, and we'll get to the Shitas later, but I want you to know in general, does it mean you must bench and it an usher for you to eat even with a Bracha Rishona, or no? What it means is that if you want to continue to eat, you must say a what? You must say a bracha rishona before you what? Before you eat. Those are the two general approaches, what it means to be called the Siyum HaSeuda. Yes, Usher.
Didn't Tosos bring earlier that the concept of once the bread is removed from the table, that's like Gemara Seuda?
That's according to that Shita. But the Gemara is continuing and saying there's a further line.
We're saying Alpidum.
Yes. Alpidum Ashkenaz Gemara. That is what the Gemara defines as being my machronim, and that could find itself in one of two ways. Okay? All right, that's four. Five. What is the chiddush of the Emek Sheila on Shalosh Tkifis? The Gemara says the Reb Chiya, Rav Asher, Rav says the three immediacies. What are the three immediacies? The Gemara says, Tekef l'smicha shchita. You must smich on the animal before you shecht it. Number two, Tekef l'gula tefillah. You must say Gal Yisrael before Shmon Esrei. And number three is Tekef l'netila siyadayim bracha. You must do my machronim, it leads you right into benching. Now, the Emek Sheila has a tremendous chiddush. What does he want to say? He wants to say, unlike the Taz says these three things are quoted because they are what? Equal to one another. The takeif, the shear of immediacy is the same, says the Taz. And the Emek Sheila comes forward and says, I don't think so. The Gemara Lamaisa is not listing the places where it says takeif. Lamaisa doesn't list all the different places. The Gemara is listing categories. There are three types of immediacies. One is for halicha, walking. One is for dibor, speaking. And that is that. And one is also for achila. Okay? Meaning to say these are three general what? These are three general immediacies of categories that the Gemara quotes. There might be others in Shas, but they're not categories. These are the three families, Lamaisa, of immediacies. Halicha, dibor, v'achila. Emek Sheila is the Netziv. The Netziv, yes. The Netziv writes this as Chiddush. The Taz says all three are mentioned here because they're what? They're all equals man, Lamaisa. They're all Shavu equals man, the Taz says. The Emek Sheila says not true. The Kavanah Gemara is not the list of the Makomos where it says taken because there are many other takeifs. Here it's just listing three categories, three types of tekeifs: Halicha, Dibor, and Achila. We talk about Smicha L'Shchita, Lamaisa, that's about not walking around, getting it done immediately. Gula L'Tfila is talking about, let's say, Dibor. And Achil is talking about what? Mayim Achronim and benching.
So these are the only three categories according to the Netziv?
There are three categories that span throughout Shas. You might find other tikkus, but they fall under those one of those three. Okay? That answers number what? Five. Six. Which karbonis requires smicha? Let's go. Please get that. Number one. Number one is, we find smicha in the Torah by Karbonas HaYachid, Korban Chatas, Korban Oshem, Korban Toda. Yes? Korban Yachids have the din of what? Korban Shlomim. Have the din of smicha. Okay? Korban Ola has the din of smicha. Which three Karbonas Yachid do not have smicha? Bechor, Meiser, Behema, excellent, and Korban Pesach. They do not have smicha. Sam, how are you going to get this? You didn't write. You wrote it. You got it.
Yes.
Good. What about Korbanos Hatzibor?
Bechor,
Meiser, Behema, and Korban Pesach do not have smicha. What about a Korban Sibor? Do Korban Sibors have it? We said Sar Mishtaleach and the Par Helam Davishol Sibor. Even though they are Kohanim Tzibor, there is smicha. Who does the smicha? The three Chachamim from the Sanhedrin. Three Chachamim from the Sanhedrin Agadol. Who does the smicha for a private Korban? The Bala Korban. The owner of the Korban.
What were the Korbanos again?
Two of them. Sar Mishtaleach and Parhelim Davrshul Tzibor. We know what the Sar Mishtaleach is. Sar Mishtaleach on Yom Kippur. What's a Parhelim Davrshul Tzibor? That's Maseches Hurrius. When the Beis Nagadol makes a mistake and Rov Klal Yisrael follows the mistake, the Sanhedrin Nagadol has to bring a korban. That's called a Par Helam Davrshul Tzibor. That's the beginning of Maseches Hurrios. You heard of Maseches Hurrios? That's what it's based on. What does it not require? Ophos. Korban Oph does not require smicha. Please get this down. Okay? Please get it down. Ophos do not need it. We got it? That answers number 6. 7. What is the din if you don't do smicha on a korban? Is it ma'akev?
No.
It is not ma'akev. It's called shiari mitzvah. What is shiari mitzvah? The Gemara calls it shiari mitzvah. I mean, if it's not done, it's not ma'akev. Rambam records this in Hilchos Maisa Kabbanis, Perek Gimel, Alacha Vav through Ches, Perek Yud through Alacha Gimel, Yud Gimel.
So it won't work.
It's not ma'akev. The korban is good, even if you didn't do it. That is number 7. 8. What is the Hagdara of Tekef? What is the definition of Tekef? I don't mean just say translate it immediately. V'zeh din diraiso din drabanan. Let's get it. What is the definition of Tekef? Is it a diraiso drabanan? Number 1. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to delay it all and do another action between the smicha and shechita. Rambam, in the Perish of Mishnayis and Menachos. You're not allowed to do another action. You're not allowed to delay and do another action between the smicha and shechita. The chay adam in klal hei nishmas adam os yud is masbir that there's an isher to delay or to do another action that's only in isher drabanan. The isher to delay or do another action is only drabanan. Midiraisa, it's enough if they shecht in the azara, which is the makom that is roy the shechita bo miyad. Okay? So, in other words, he's just saying, as long as you don't what? On the Dereisa level, as long as you don't waste time. You do the smicha and then you shecht in the azara. It means the makom that's right, lishchot. That's what it means. On the Dereisa level, it doesn't mean time-wise. Dereisa level means do it in the same place. Midrabanan, though, it means get serious about it. Don't delay and don't do another action. On the Dereisa level, it just says do it in the same place. You do the shechita in the azara, do the smicha in the azara. Does anyone argue and say it's Dereisa? Yes. The Chayanim claims Rashi in Menachos on Lamed Gimel and after Maskamaka holds its Dereisa. So it turns out to be Machlokes Rashi Rambam whether this din of Tekef by Smicha L'Shechita is Dereisa Drabanan. According to the Rambam, it's a what? It's a Drabanan. According to Rashi, it's a Dereisa. Okay? You got that? That is the Chiddush L'Maisa we want to bring out. Okay? That is the Chiddush that we want to bring out. Now, where does this come from? This is part of this question. What do you mean, where does this come from? Lamaisa, where does this come from? Yushami learns it from the fact that it says, V'samach v'shachat. What does that mean? Right? That's what Yushami says. It says, V'samach v'shachat. How do you know smicha has to be next to shechita? Because it says, V'samach v'shachat in the pasuk.
That's a new question.
No, it's all part of that question. What is the definition of takef? It came from where? Samach v'shachat. And Rashi says, we learn from the fact that the Torah said you must do shechita miyad achrei din smicha. The Torah wrote it right next to one another, like it says by Shlomim. The samach al rosh korbano, v'shachat osol
v'nei o'moed. What's the difference between the Rashi and the Rambam?
One is the Rashi, one is the din drabonon. According to the Rambam, it's only a drabonon. According to Rashi, it's a din diraisa. That's a big difference. Is this din of tekev l'smin shechita diraisa drabonon? According to Rambam, it is drabonon. According to Rashi, it's diraisa. Okay? We got this? And it's learned out from the samach v'shachat. The Torah puts it together. Okay, that answers number 1. And Rashi also says it by what? Samach yad al rosh, and by shlomim it says it. Okay, what number? That number 8. 9. What's the din of a mitzoyra? Someone has saras l'gabe karbono b'yom taraso. He's going through the process of being tired himself by smicha. There's an issue. The Gemara says in Zvachim, what daf? Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, Lamaisa. That a Metzora that brings his korban cannot fulfill the mitzvah of smicha immediately to the shechita. Because he's not able to go into Machane Shechina. He can only go into Machane Leviyah. He can't go into the Azara. So he's got to stand at Shar Nicanor, which is outside Machane Shechina. He does the smich on the head of the animal. Then they bring the korban into the azar to shecht it. And Tosfos says, the shear of halicha is 22 amas. That's not considered to be tekef. 22 amas is how much? An am is a what? A foot and a half. What's 22 times a foot and a half? 33, no?
Yeah.
So you see 33 feet, Lamaisa. 33 feet is past tekef. So therefore a mitzora cannot fulfill this din, halach Lamaisa. What'd you see?
What is 33 feet?
He stands out Shar Nicanor, does a smicha, then they bring the animal in the Azara. It's at least 33 feet.
Of him having to walk.
To traverse the animal, to deliver the animal into the what?
But he's not the one traversing.
You're right. But I'm saying that's the amount of time it takes, so it's not possible for him to fulfill it, halacha l'maisa. And in this hafsik, l'maisa, the shechitas ha-korban and mitzvah is not called take of the smicha. So I want you to get that. He doesn't fulfill his din because it's impossible. Anything that's 33 feet, the amount to take 33 feet or more is not takif.
According
to the Gemara, it's a Gemara. Tysus is the one who points out the Shira of Alich is 22 Amos. You're right. Tysus and Sot is on Daf.
The Gemara says
he cannot fulfill Shchit, and Tysus elaborates with Daf and Sota. Lametesim and Avdir Maskol Kol. Please get it. That answers which one? That answers 9, 10. Let's go, Shmuel. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
What does the Amik Sheila say on the Din Takeif?
Did we do that already?
No. No. He said something explicitly on Takeif. We already mentioned one before, you're right, that he said about that it was a general category, but he said another specifically about Takeif. Okay? That was a general statement by the Shulchan Tkifis. But this is a statement specifically on the word Takeif. He says it means that there is no Isser to delay between the smich and shechita. What it means is that you should what? That you should do it at the same place. Take if the smich and shechita, you should do smicha, but also makom do the shechita, and not be mafsik by doing halichim im kaimai. So it's a very novel way of saying this, but he says there's no issue to delay between the smich and shechita. All it meant is to put it in the same place, halach lamaisa. All it meant is to put it in the same place, kind of like what we said from the Rambam, that midiraisa, as long as you put it in the same place, but midrabanan is you must what? Midrabanan is you must do a take. If that's smack against what this Emek Shela, who interprets against what the Chayadim said shot according to the Rambam, right? Because the Chayadim said according to the Rambam, midiraisa is enough to be in the same place. Midrabanan, you got to do a take. If nah, the Nitziv says the whole thing means what? Lock, stock, and barrel, the whole thing means just be in the same place and proximity. You don't have to what? There's no issue of delaying. Okay, that answers number what? 10. 11. What is the makor of the din? Takef l'geula tefillah. You ready? What is the makor? So the Gemara says, okay, you ready? The Yushalmi says in Brachas, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph. Interesting. Yil ratzon refi, ve'egon libi lefenech Hashem tzuri, ve'goali. That's in Tehillim Yud Tes Pasuk Tet Vav. What does the pasuk say in Tilim Chaf? Yes, Yilrotzon and Refi. They again libi lefenach Hashem Tzuri v'goali. You know, you say that pasuk twice in Shmona Esrei. Once after Baruch Hashem Shalom, and once at the end of what? Elokai Nitzor, right? You say it two times. You guys say it two times in Shmona Esrei, right? Excellent. What does it say? That's in Tilim Yutes Pasuk Tetvav. Kapitel Yutes Pirik Yutes Pasuk Tetvav. What does it say in Tilim Pirik Chaf? Kapitel Chaf Pasuk Beis. It says Yan Hashem Biyom Tzara. So the Torah says, you finish the Pasuk Goali, which is Keneged Gal Yisrael, and what do you say? You say right next to it, it says, Shnemra Bo Yancha Hashem. What is Yancha? Hashem will answer you in your tefillah. You see from there, you're Soma Gula tefillah. You see from there, you're Soma Gula tefillah. Hello?
Can we say the second
Pasuk one more time? Yes. Yancha Hashem, Biyom Sora. Now, even though it's four Prakim later, but the Yushalmi puts it together, okay? Yushalmi puts it together. So the fact that puts it together, we want to say v'goali is Gal Yisroel and Yancha Hashem is tefillah. Okay, that's one approach. That what'd you say?
Yancha
Yud Ayin Nun Chaf Sofi. Yancha answer. Now that's the Torah's reading in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. However, the Marshal on the bottom of the Torah says that's not the way you read it. The limit is not from the juxtaposition of the two psukim, because haray, the two psukim we were bothered by are not next to one another, are they? But rather, I want you to get this. From the pasuk Yilratzon Mefi, that shows it's tefillah, and the pasuk continues and says, it says what? The Goali, right? Yilratzon Mefi. So within the same pasuk, it says Goali, which is in Gula. So what the Yushami learns from the Pasuk Yanach Hashem Yom Tzara is not the limit of Smichas Gula Tefillah. But it's a havtacha that if someone somach gedula tefillah, he won't be damaged on that day.
So we're, okay.
You won't be damaged on that day.
So
Yushalmi's limud of somach gedula tefillah is from the first pasuk itself. Yan Hashem, I'm sorry, Hashem Yularotzon Meifi is what? Is referring to what? Tefillah. And the very end of that pasuk says v'goali. So you, I know it's out of order, you're right, it's a good hara, but the bottom line is that the first pasuk itself, you learn the institution of Somagula Tefillah. What you learn from the second pasuk is that you won't be Nizo Kola Yom Kulo. That's the way, the two ways you got to learn it. I want you to get that. That's what it says, where did it say that? On Daf Testament base, doesn't it say that? Someone's Golil Tefillah, someone's Somagula Tefillah, Zeno Nizo Kola Yom Kulo? Isn't that on Testament base, Sam? What do you mean? Yeah, it's either there or it's not. Is it there? Affirm. What do you mean? You guess? You knew the Masechta before Pesach. What happened to you, Lamaisa? Right? What you knew about Ben? What does it say on Testament base? It says what? Ain't on Nizer Kol Yom Kulo. So please get the two ways to learn it. Okay. The Taz is Cholek on this Marshal. He doesn't like it, and he says the Tur is the right way. These are the two ways. I don't have. Does anybody have tissues, Shmuel? The two. I do have. These are the two ways. No, it's probably dirty. Okay? There's two ways. You follow me? There's two ways. So he doesn't like the second way. He goes back to the tour. Okay. That answers which one?
11.
Number 11. It's funny because there are four prakim in between, we said. Okay, here we go. Number what? Kivi, you ready? You could have just given one to Natana Lamaisa.
And I just told me you were going to
okay.
Get
all right. That's number 11. The 11s. What was the marker that didn't take of the Gula Tfila? Give two drachim to learn the mocker. You got it? Those are the two ways to learn the mocker. That's 11. 12. What's the reason why we're so magulu tefillah? 12. What's the reason? What's the reason why we're so magulu tefillah? In order to come close to Hashem, first, we try to miratza him with praising Hashem of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're so thankful to him and praise him for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, since we praise Hashem, it creates a closeness of us with him, and therefore we can make requests. Otherwise, you're a mechutzuf. Otherwise, you're a mechutzuf. You're right, but you need more than that. You need not just the three brachas, you need to have something before the three brachas. Okay?
So since we're so thankful to him.
Therefore, we thank him, we praise him, then we ask for requests. We're not mechutzuf, go right to the requests. Okay? That's very important. If you're not so mechutzuf tefillah, Rashi quotes on Dal and Mez Yerushalmi. What is it like? It's like a friend of a king. Right? It's like the friend of the king that what? Knocks on his door, the melech. And then when what? And then when the king what? The king goes to the door to answer the door, the guy left. So you know what's going to happen if the guy leaves? The melech is going to be marking him from him too. So we don't want to be Hashem distance him. We don't want Hashem to distance himself from us. Yes?
Is that reason given in the
Gemara? Rashi gives it. Rashi and Dalin and Bain's quotes in Yushalmi. Remember we said that Rashi has two Lashonos over there? There's two ways to learn up the Rashi. Is the din soma gula tefillah a din in what? A din in the tefillah? Or is it a din in the geula? You understand the two ways to learn it? You can learn Rashi in one of two ways there. Rashi and I think the Stipers, that's how. On Dalet and Mebeis, he wants to say that it depends upon the two ways to learn up the Rashi there. Because Rashi there and Dalet and Mebeis quotes the story there. Yeah, Shmuel just asked that. So what do we answer? It's not enough to have the three brachas. You want even before the framework of the Shmona Esrei, you want to have something before that, okay? Even before the framework of the bracha. That's what Shmuel asked, halacha l'maisa. So if you look on Dalet Amud Beis, Rashi has what? Right? Rashi has, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rashi quotes two reasons, doesn't he? Doesn't he give two reasons over there? He quotes the Makkah there, Messiah Le, Zah Somech, right? Kosher gain, Shachas, Iker Gul Mishraim, Shachas, Mishraim, Mishraim. Vesmichas Gul Latfila, Ramza, David, Bezevet Tillim. Yeah, he quotes the Pasuk, and then he quotes the Yushalmi. So he has two reasons. He quotes the Pasuk, and he quotes the Yushalmi. Okay. Maybe you could say one's a din in Tfila, one's a din in Gula. Okay. All right. Let's continue. What number are we up to? That was 12. Nate, are you with me?
I am.
13. What is the din legabe Meirif? Does it have a din gula tefillah or not? Machlaikis in the Gemara between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan and Dalin and Beis. Please get this.
Between Rabbi Shua ben Levi?
Yes, between Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says we do not somach l'tefila by Ma'ariv, and Rabbi Yochanan says we do. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. You follow me? We paskin Rabbi Yochanan. It's not as strong though. It's not as strong the mandate to be somach l'tefila by Ma'ariv as Shacharis. It's not as strong. What do I mean? It's not as strong. What do I mean? It's not as strong. It's not as strong. If you come late for Ma'ariv, what do? You daven Shmonesu with the tzibur, and then you say it afterwards. You missed out on some of Gula Tfila. If it was as strong as Shacharis, we don't do that by Shacharis. You never skip by Shacharis. You got to go Yishtabach in the Shmonesre. You got what I'm saying?
I should have a question about that.
Wait, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
We are Paschal like a Milka, but it's not as strong. Okay? It is not as strong. Another riot for that is what? Is Ashkivenu. Is considered to be what? Gula Achrisa. Yes? We have a whole bracha. We have a whole bracha. You want me to repeat it? We'll repeat the whole thing. I don't want you to miss. You can't miss. Ashkivein is a gulach richta. What about bracha Hashem liolam alein v'yamein? It's an introduction. It says Hashem's name 18 times. It's not considered to be what? A hefsek. Right? It's all considered to be not a hefsek. On Shabbos, not a hefsek either, you have to say. It's good kasha. Kaddish is an introduction to Shmon Esrei. V'yechul, you say v'shamru. V'yechul is after. That's what Nate's asking. Good kasha. That's another reason, another raya that it's not as strong. You follow what I'm saying? Can't hear you.
Who's the person that said it's not as strong?
The Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds it's not as strong. Because Ma'ariv is Rishus. First it's a machleit of Yochanan Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't exist by Ma'ariv. We pass like a Yochanan and it doesn't. What does Rabbi Shmuel Levi say? You sandwich the Shmon Esrei in the middle. You remember the from the Gemara. Remember that?
Yeah.
Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, Meyer says that what? Shema's what? Shema's afterwards. What'd you say?
Sphira. Like if you don't have Meyer, you can say Sphira before Meyer, which really you would think would be.
No, after. But you don't say it in the Toph Meyer, you say it after Shmon Esrei.
No, but it's going after the order.
I know, but you say it after Shmon Esrei, Lamais. Say it after Shmon Esrei.
That's, able to just say
that's not a problem. Yeah, you could, but you don't. We do Meyer before, because Meyer. It's more tadr. Tadr shina, tadr konum. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? Again, we possibly have Yochanan against Rishu Levi. It applies to Ma'ariv, it's not as strong. What are the rides that are not as strong? You come late. Number two, we have Ashkivenus Gulach Richta. What else do we say? We say Kaddish. Sneit said we say Vishamru. We're a little bit more flexible. We say Baruch Hashem Liolamein V'Amein. Taisa says that's an introduction to Shmoneh Esrei. But the bottom line is there are Hefsekim. You follow me? Where you don't have at all by Shacharis. Okay? Where you don't have it at all by Shacharis, halacha lemaisa. Now, in that comment, I want you to get that. In this question, please get it. Oh, that we'll get to that next question. Yes, go ahead, Akiva. You got this down? You know, you got it? We went over it. Yeah, go ahead.
If I ever come to late Shacharis, sometimes.
Which is never happens. I'm sure it's never happened, ever. Go ahead. What do you say? He's an honest man, Akiva. Go ahead.
If I'm like 5 minutes behind, 3 minutes behind, and Chazaner has started showing X-ray, like this, like himself. And I'm not like
Shacharis. You can never do. You never skip.
No,
you got to say Brok Shomer Ashrei Yishtabach straight through the Shmon
Esrei. Yeah, no, but we talk about the din of not starting Shmon Esrei. Do you think they're going to reach Kedusha before you start?
Yes.
Or it would, like while you start, do I have to wait? Like let's say I'm ready 3 minutes later, and I'm ready to say Shmon Esrei. Do I have to wait the entire time knowing that I'm thinking they can do Shalom still davening Shmon Esrei?
I don't understand what you're asking.
He just started.
You got there. You said you just started.
No. I'm like 3 minutes behind. Like
where are you at? Give me exact. Don't give me minutes.
He starts Shmon Esrei. I'm saying.
Here you stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
And.
So you what? So you get to your Shmon Esrei. What are you asking? You get to your.
So I get to my Shmon Esrei.
Get to Suri Yisrael, no?
Yeah, and I know that he's going to be saying Kedusha. Like if I start right now, he's going to be saying Kedusha while I'm still down. Shmon Esrei.
Why? Because you do slow in the beginning, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean he's going to start after you and still go in front of you? That's what you're asking?
No, he's going to start before me.
He's going to start before you, yeah. You can't answer. You can only say Kadosh Kadosh anyway.
No.
I mean, you just want to answer Kedusha, wait, and then start your Shmon Esrei?
Well, I'm saying, do I have to?
If you know that you're not going to mate, you all you can answer in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma is Kadosh Kadosh, and that's it. And Baruch Kavod Hashem Yimkomo. If you're at Tilos Lakel Yom, let's say,
yeah,
or Micha Mocha,
yeah,
and you, the Sibur gets up Kiddush, what can you answer? Only Kadosh Kadosh and only Brook Kvash and Mekoma. That's it. Can't hear you.
And Yimloch, huh?
No, Yimloch you don't say. No. Only Kadosh Brook Kvash. No.
So
the Gaon says specifically you don't say Yimloch.
That means I can start my Shemoneh Esrei, right, even though he's not finished with, even though I know his Kiddush is going to be in the middle of mine.
If you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you can't answer anything. You just got to stop and listen.
Exactly. But we said that you're not supposed to start your Shemoneh Esrei if you know that a Chazan is going to do Chazan.
So wait. So you'll wait for him.
So I'll wait for the entire.
So wait and just answer that, Lamaisa. And then after he finishes Kiddush, you'll start your Shemoneh Esrei. But don't stop at Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. Stop at Sur Yisrael.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, which we're going to talk about now is a hefsek. Is that considered a delay?
Really quick, sorry. If I'm after the first Bula Rasa, I'm in the middle of the Latinx or whatever, right?
Yes.
And then the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha.
Yes.
I say Kadosh Kadosh.
And Baruch Kvod Hashem Komo, and that's it.
Don't say Yimloch?
No. Once you say the second one and take it 3 steps back, you can say the whole thing.
Right.
Even if you say the second one. Even if you say the second one without the 3 steps back, you could probably say everything. Okay?
So.
You got it? Okay.
Someone
I think the Gaon says Yimloch. You don't say Lamaiz. Specifically, he says it doesn't have the same weight as Kadosh and Baruch Kvod Hashem Koyman. Okay, that's what he says. Doesn't have the same weight. Okay. You know, like in Uval Tzion, you don't say that. What is the Chazan supposed to say outside, out loud? Bata Kadosh to prompt what Kadosh Kadosh. And he's supposed to prompt what they say in it. You don't say Hashem Yimloch. Most Sidurim have it, it's wrong. Most Sidurim have it darkened. You don't have to say it. You don't say it out loud. No. You don't say it. Only the first two. Okay? All right, we got this. What number are we up to? 13, 14. Lama Hashem Sevatai Tiftach Lo Baya Shal Hefzik L'Gabi Soma Gulu Tefillah. Why is it not a problem? Excellent, Shmuel. What daf? Dalet Amud Beis, I think. Yes, and says the Bir Halacha, get this down in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. You see from here that if you omit it, Hashem Sevatai Tiftach, it's not Ma'akev Shemoneh Esrei. Because you said it's like a tefillah richta. Okay, it's an extended tefillah, but it's not the Iker tefillah. So if you omit it, Hashem Sevatai Tiftach, you're still Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the Bir Halacha wants to say. The Diuk from the Gemara. I want you to get that, okay? That's a very interesting chiddush that he says. Because some might have said, listen, it's a very powerful line. You ask Hashem to open up your lips so he can pray to you. Maybe it is makkah if you don't say it. Of course, we should always look at the sitter. Remember, I always recommend looking at a sitter? There's only two ways to daven Shemoneh Esrei, or in general to daven, either through a sitter with your eyes closed. Looking around is not the way to daven. You follow me? Because you start thinking about other things. You either look at a sitter or you close your eyes. Those are the proper ways to daven. I always try to use a sitter all the time. Also for benching, Bli Nedarim. I always try to use what? Use a Birkas HaMazon. Use a beer cone. What'd you say? I don't like it. I don't like it, Akiva. I don't like it. Because it's Mar Sayin. For davening or for benching? I think for benching it's better, okay. Because benching, Yushalmi says the level of Kavan is not the same as Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is your mamish omid lifnei Hashem. Benching is a lower level. Even if you doze off a little bit, Yushalmi says it's good. Even if you're a little bit, you drink a little bit of wine, you could still bench. So I think for the benching, maybe the computer is good because you don't have a beer cone on it, you don't have it in your wallet, you don't have it. I think it's okay. But I don't like it for davening. I don't like it. You have a sitter. You're in a shul with a sitter. Whatever, you're at a wedding, I think it's okay. Everyone knows you're using it for a sitter. If you're at a wedding, you got no choice. You don't have, but at the wedding, you should point out. We had Sidurim. We had Sidurim before.
I guess
my daughter's wedding, we gave out the sitters. What'd you say?
If it's a formal minion or not, I would say that's what it depends on. No?
Yeah, similar. I agree. Something like that. But if you have a beer cone in your wallet, use that. Okay, because you know that. I don't know, but they. You guys tell me the things pop up.
Well,
it's not right.
What
about
putting your phone on like airplane mode or something?
What does that mean?
I can shut off all cellular. Nothing can get through to your phone.
Yeah. Like during
shift. Sure, people don't know. People don't know it, Lomais. People don't know that you did it. No?
Depends if it's a formal minion.
I know. People don't.
Minion,
people don't know you did it. Okay, let's go. What mark are we up? What number? That's number 14, 15. Guys, we got to move. What is it, Din Legabe Hefsik? What? What is it, Din Legabe Hefsik? Shehiyah Legabe Shama Gulu Tefillah. A lot of people, oh. Shehiyah, delay. Let's say you go by Nate's. Let's say the guy didn't time it right. He's waiting 3 minutes there. Is that proper or not? So I will tell you, it's better to stop at Tilos, Lekalion, and Sur Yisrael. But the Sey Brachot Hashem Gal Yisrael, what's the story? So let's get this, okay? Very interesting. Lamaisa. No, you don't make a nigga. No, you shouldn't do that. So the Rav Yoh writes, Smicha Legula Tfilah, the Rav Yoh says that you should not speak between Gula and Tfilah. However, Lamaisa, the notion of what? Of the minig not to delay without talking is a minig vasikin. That's not Maker Adin. That's a minig vasikin. It's an old minig, but it's not have the same level. The same level is the issue to speak. And the Amik Shela says the same thing. You're not allowed to be mafsik b'dibor. There's no iser to mafsik with a delay without talking. That's the take of the Rav Yoh, and who else? The Amik Shela. However, Toysin Sota and Daflametesim Rav Maskel Tekev says that the shear of Tekev, the smich l'shchita, the usher you brought up, is how much? 22 amah, 33 feet. He says, if you delay the amount of time to walk 33 feet, that's a hefsik. Tosa says beferish. So he says the prichadish holds like this ladina, and he says please be careful about it. So it's a big responsibility that you as the chazan don't say Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and you tell everyone wait. The amount of time it takes to walk 33 feet is how long? I don't know how long. A foot a second? 15 seconds, whatever it is. 2 seconds. What'd you say? Yeah, I don't know. Okay. The primigodim though. Please get it. The Prima Gadim says, I don't agree with this. The Prima Gadim says, don't tell me that the Isser is only in Dibor. Mikra Adin. He says the Isser Mikra Adin is Dibor and also delaying. Please get it. He points out a bunch of Rishonim. The Prima Gadim points out, Taisus, what daf? You dialing him a base in Brachos. Dirmaskomana. Get it down. The Rashba Dirmasko Amre, the Rosh and Pirik Bays, Simon Yud. Sam, you remember that?
Yeah.
On your Dal and the Bays of Masko Monach. Come on, yeah. Did you turn to the Daf? Mechaber says in Simon Samach Lov Sifav, you're not allowed to delay. So this is not just Dibor, the Isra is what delaying as well. And he adds on that he says the Shurim of Tkifis are not equal. The Shir of Tekif by Soma Gulul Tfil is not the same Shir of Tekif, like Abi Smich and Shchita that Taisa said. So it might even be less than what? 33 feet. You know what the Mishnah Berurah says it is? It's amazing. You should not delay more than Tokere Dibor. The amount of time to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori. Should go right into Shmon Esrei. Brachot Hashem Gal Yisrael, that's the amount of time. That's it. More than what? More than Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori is wrong. That, okay, that window of Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Yomori is fine. More than that is improper. So don't tell me that what? Mikra Adin, it was only Dibor. And it's just an old minig, vasikin, not to delay. Premier Gadam says there are a bunch of Rishonim that say the Isser is what? Not just by Dibor, but it's also by Shehiyah as well. And the Shear is chiseled down, not just to just what? 33 feet, but it's also even more than what? Tokene Dibor.
Who's the first opinion?
The first opinion is the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh with the Amik Shalem. Okay. That answers which one? That answers number 15. 16 guys, okay? How does the Yushami learn the din of Tekif l'Netila Bracha? Oh, Nate, are you with me? So the Yushami says like this. The Yushami has a completely different shot than the Bavli. Our Bavli says, referring to my Machronim. Tekif l'Netila Bracha means you do my Machronim, bench immediately. That's our Gemara. That's the Bavli. Comes along the Yushami and says, I'm sorry. The Yushami says it's referring to something else completely. And what is it referring to? Netilas Yadayim for Seuda. Su Yadechem Kaidish, Ubarchus Hashem, says the Yushami. The beginning of the Yushami in Brachas. Perakaf Olachav, the Madaniyotiv says, and the Beersheva and Saita, they're all Mazamar, Fulda. They say this Pasuk is hinting to Netilas Yadayim for a Seuda, that you should lift up your hands so that the Maim that are Tmeim do not go back and Metami your Yadayim. Different than the Tilis Adayim for Mayim Achorim, where you're supposed to lower your hands. See, when you wash your hands for bread, you're supposed to go like this. However, when you wash your hands for Mayim Achorim, you go like that. Lamaisa. Correct. So it comes out. Tilis Adayim for bread, you go like this after you wash them. So that the water, Mayim Tzmeim, will not go on your hand. They'll go back on your arm. You got that? Whereas Mamayim Achronim, you go like this. So it comes out, Halacha L'maisa, comes out that according to the Yushalmi, this statement of Tekef L'Natilis Adayim Bracha is referring to what? Not Mayim Achronim for Pirkas HaMazon, it's referring to Natilis Adayim for the Seuda, for Amotzi. You got this? Okay. Tosus and Sota says, I don't think it's right. I go along with the Bavli. It's referring to Tilis Adayim for Pirkas HaMazon, Mayim Achronim. It's also referring to Nesias Kapayim, the Kohanim lift up their palms, they wash their hands before they do it as well. Suyudechem Kod is referencing also Birkas Hashem, referring to Birkas Kohanim. Fine. Excellent. That answers what? That answers 16, 17.
17 is that.
No, 17 is how does Tyson Soto learn the Pasuk and how to grow Mazvid Das Rashi in our Sugyot? Okay. Here we go. If you look at Rashi and our Gemara is definitely talking about Mayim Achronim. That's the mashmos of the Sugya. That removing the table is not Heschadas. Only Mayim Achronim is the real Heschadas. And the Gon writes in the bottom of the page, he says, Rashi says this din is only said by Mayim Achronim, not by Mayim Rashonim. And the tour in Simikuf Samachvav quotes Rabbi Yoel, the Rif and the Rambam, that when it comes to Mayim Rashonim, you don't have to be Zohar in this. You don't have to be Takef. They all learn the din is all talking about Mayim Achronim. And the Drisha and the Bach, they bring a riot. This is what the Rif holds. And the Meiri holds this as well. In fact, if you look in the Gemara Chulin, Kuf Vav Mebeis, it says, Litol, the Chamin Matri, Litol, the Yadav La'achila, Pam Achas Biyom. Do you know, the Gemara says in Chulin, you could wash your hands in the morning, and that should cover all the sandwiches you eat throughout the whole day. We don't hold like this, Ladina. But the Gemara has such a concept. So what do you see from that? That there is no din of takeif when it comes to what? Mayim Rishonim, right, and bracha. You could wash in the morning and eat it for a sandwich at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, as long as you guard your hands.
That's a good hour for the later on.
Yeah, so you see that what? You see that very clearly, Lamaisa. You see very clearly that this Gemara is only talking about Mayim Rishonim and not Mayim Rishonim. This is according to the Gon, Shad Rashi. Please get it in a bunch of Rishonim. This is the Torah quotes. I've been a Yoel, the Rif, the Rambam. The Drisha Bach says the Sheet of the Rif. And the Miri really brings a Raya, delivers that Raya, unbelievable, from the Gemara and Chulin. Okay, what did you say in the title? I'm sorry. You got it? That's taking the approach of what? You tell me. Take it from Mayim, the Tilus from Mayim Achronim. Excellent. Correct. That answers number 17, 18. How does the Gos Mamonos, Eich, not Ein, Eich HaGos Mamonos, or Adon Yontov, learn our Gemara? They say, you know what? Our Gemara is referring to both. Excellent, Nate. Our Gemara is referring to both. The Gos Mamonos and the Adon Yontov, the Tur, they all learn Lamaisa that the Pshat is that we are talking about what? Both. Okay? What do you mean we're talking about both? It means Kol Mishu Tokev L'Tizayim Bracha. The Sutton will Makatrik Ba'osis Suda. What does that mean? The Sutton will not Makatrik Ba'osis Suda. Doesn't that show you it's referring to what? Yeah, because you haven't had the meal yet. It's talking about Mayim Rishonim. You already ate the meal. So the Birshev and Madan Yontif say, you see from the Maisa, you see from the Pasuk, and they want to say it's Muchach Mei Pasuk. That we learned Yushalmi is referring to the Pasuk, is referring to Mayim Rishonim, seems. I, our Sukh, is talking about Mayim Achronim, no problem, says the Madani Yantav in the Sefer Charedim. It's talking about all washings of hands, both. Rav says, take it Lentila Bracha, he doesn't distinguish between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Achronim, not at all. So please get that, that's the way they want to learn, Lamais is talking about both. Now, the Marash Sirlio said the Yushalmi is talking about Mayim Achronim, Lamaisa, and I'll tell you why it's Mayim Achronim, because the Katan can be Makatrig. You know what the Katan can be Makatrig you? After the meal? How can he Makatrig you? The Gemara says it's Sanhedrin, pay testimony. Why did that Kedesh Yitzchak come? Because he didn't offer anything. The Katan, Satan was Makatrig, Avraham, he made a suit and he didn't give anything. He wouldn't give one dove to Hashem. That's what brought the Kedesh Yitzchak. So the Katan, Satan can get you even after you ate the meal. You didn't do anything, offer anything to Hashem. Or give some stalker to someone. And therefore, the Marasilio says he thinks Yushalmi, Lamaisa, Yushalmi, that line could be talking about what? Could be talking about Mayim Achronim as well. So you could jive the Yerushalmi perhaps with what? With the Bavli that it's only talking about Mayim Rakona. But what I want you to get though is this Masbir, the Madani Yantiv, Sefer Charedim, it's talking about all washings, both. But you could have said at Taitz that maybe the Yerushalmi is talking about Mayim Rakona, which is a big Chiddush, but Lamaisa, that's what he wants to tie to this din. Okay. Fine. What number were we up to? That answers number what? 18, 19. What are the two reasons for the din of Mayim Achronim, and why don't we say a bracha Mayim Achronim? Let's get it.
Nikias.
Two reasons. One is Nikias. Excellent. That's a Gemara later on. A what daf? Nun Gimelum at base in brachas. Rashi, though, there. I'm sorry. There's another Gemara in Shas in Chulin on Kuf Heim at base that says because of Melech Stomus, sodomite salt blinds your eyes, God forbid. Some foods have sodomite salt. You put it on your hands and your eyes, you might go blind, Rachman old son. Chulin, Kuf, Heyam, and Beis. So you have to know the different Gemaras in the Shas. Rashi says on a Gemara we learned. You remember the Gemara? What did Rashi say there in Chulin? He quotes our Gemara. What daf was that? Amem Amar Aleph, Acharei Kol Achilascha, Achol Melech. Remember that? After every eating, eat salt. What daf was that? I think it was Mem Amar Aleph. No? I thought it was Mem Amar Aleph. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, but Rashi quotes that Gemara in Brachas we had on that Gemara in Chulin, that he says he makes sure you eat the salt. You have salt, but you got to be careful because the salt lamaisa, you know, might be melastomus. And if you what put it on your eyes before you wash, God forbid, it could blind you. That's why the chum required. What daf was? Was it Mem Amar Aleph? Yes. I was right there. Usually Nate is right, and usually I'm wrong. But here it's on Mem Amar Aleph. Okay. We got that? Those are the two reasons. Now, why don't you say a bracha? You don't say a bracha on something you do to prevent a sakana. That's a general reason Mr. Brewer quotes. You don't say a bracha on an action you do to get rid of a sakana. Okay? You got that? So since you're doing this to get rid of a sakana, you don't say what? You don't say a bracha. What about a makkah? I was thinking about a makkah. You put up a makkah, that's a mitzvah sese. That's why you say a bracha. What did you say?
According to the reasoning of the
Nikias. You're right. Why is there no bracha of Nikias? It's a good question. Or when you say a bracha, a hachana letfila to prepare, according to the Rosh, why don't you say a hachana, why don't you say a bracha? It's a good kasha. Okay, we hold both reasons. We hold both reasons. Since you hold both reasons, that reason... You're asking why my Nikias was there no bracha. It's a good kasha. Why is there no bracha? We say a bracha. Well, let me ask you a question. When you wash your hands for Minchin Maariv, why don't we say a bracha according to the Rosh? Because theoretically, according to the Rosh, you should.
Wash your hands.
We don't. Yeah, when you a lot of times you wash your hands before. I try before davening Minchin Maariv. I try to wash my hands. Unless you know your hands are clean. The Rosh says, why do you wash your hands? Why do you wash your hands with a bracha in the morning? Because you're chana l'tfila. Why don't you do it for Mincha Maariv? Maybe you should, according to the Rosh. We don't paskal the Rosh completely. We say maybe it's according to Rosh, but Bria Chadasha, you're not a Bria Chadasha by Mincha Maariv. So you don't say it with a bracha.
Is there a problem if you shower in the morning before you wash your hands, you shouldn't be making a bracha?
If you shower, you shower.
Right, like right before Mincha Maariv, do you have to wash your hands? You say no.
No, if
right?
You know your hands are clean, but I do it anyway. I do it anyway. Believe that.
Even if you had...
Chakras, you do it anyway because you have the other reasons.
Right, okay.
Okay? And I recommend it highly for Minchin Maariv. You really should. Should you get in the habit, it's a nice thing, a chanel tefillah, to prepare. Okay, what number are we up to?
20.
Number 20. Okay, it's a good kashi, yes, Sam. Why, when the keys don't bronch, okay? To think about it. Okay? That's 19, 20. Why don't we say, what is the din on Nun Bezim and Bez? Takef when the tefillah sadaim suda. The Gemara forgot one. How many takefs does it mention here? Four. Shchit, smicha l'shchita. What else?
Gula
l'tfila. Tila shidayim l'bracha. Tamil chacham l'bracha. If you offer him as a guest. There's another one in your beis and beis. What is it? Netila shidayim l'suda. Look up the Gemara there. You should know it. Nun beis and beis in our mesichta. Take it from Netila shidayim l'suda. It's not there. Why is it not there? Why is it not by our Gemara?
It's not a Torah.
So Rav said, the Miri says, please get it, Please get it. Rav did not list it because this din we don't paskin like. We don't paskin take it with this and I'm suda. You don't have to run in a second. Wash your hands and go run like a wolf to eat the bread. You know what I mean? Well, let's go. Let's go one at a time. We have a lot to say in this, Linetter. The Miris Bezat Hashem. The Miris said we don't list here because we don't paskin like it. Yes? We don't paskin like it. The box says the same thing, Midas Arif, the Rabbeinu Yoel, and the Rambam. However, please get it. Yesh Sovrim Shagam B'mayim Rishonim Yesh Likof Natayim L'Suda. Remember we learned the whole thing? That takeif l'what? We said that takeif l'what? L'natilah's bracha is referring about what? It's referring to bracha Rishonah. So according to that shita, why was it not listed? So the Miri says, it is listed. It's included. It's included in these, in the shtei natilas are included. Bein natila fliasuda, bein natila achar suda. Fine. That's a second answer. Number three. Please get all these answers. Number three, Tyson and Bezim and Bez asked the Kasha. He says, you know why the reason the Gemara doesn't say it? Because Lamaisa, I'll tell you why the Gemara didn't say it. Because it's our din pasha, it's already in a brisa. The Gemara doesn't need to write it. I take if l'swin l'shita, it's already in a Mishnah. But the Mishnah just says you have to shecht in the makom shechita. Doesn't say time-wise. Our Gemara says time-wise. That's not mavur in the Mishnah. But another reason why it wasn't in it, because it was in the Mishnah. It's in the din of a brisa. It's Tanaic literature. You don't need the Gemara to write it. What answer was that? Was that four or three?
Three.
Chayanim gives another answer. He says the Taisa Rosh says the Gemara did not only list the tekifas we learned from Sukkim. These three things are learned from Sukkim. Like Yushalmi says. That one later on is not from a pasuk, therefore it didn't make the list. Fifth answer. The Taz. Simon Kuf Samach Lezogonal says a Gemara is only listing things you have to do takeif mamish without any delay or wait. Without any waiting. A filo lo yashav bottle. You're not allowed to just sit there. However, take it with this time suit. There's no issue to sit there and be bottled a little bit. That's considered to be okay. And then number six, the Prichadish answers, the Gemara here is writing dinim hamuskamim. The Gemara is writing things that are agreed upon everyone. That din later on is a machleks to Beshama Besilo. Beshama doesn't hold of it. So therefore it wasn't listed. We want to think things that are unanimous, that dinim are agreed upon by everyone, made the list on Mebezim and Alf. That one in Mebezim and Bezim, Machlis B'Sham Yisil, therefore it didn't make the list. Let's chazer over. Six answers. If I ask you, why did not make the list here in Mebezim and Bez? One answer is what? First answer is what? Is the Miri that what? It's not Nifsek La'alacha. Number two, it is included in the Gemara. All the Netilas. Number three, what's number three? It's already in the Bryce. What's number four?
It's only from Pasuk.
What'd you say? It's only from Sukkim. Number five?
Only dinim that people agreed upon.
You have to do mamish takeif, right? The bottle doesn't make the list. You don't have to do takeif there. Number six is what?
Only things that are completely agreed
upon. Agreed upon, according to everyone. Excellent. Six answers. Please get it. Okay, that answers number one. Number 20. What daf is that din? What daf is that din? Nun beis and beis. Excellent, Shmuel. Good. Okay, good. Yes, Sam. Nun beis and beis. Yes, Sam.
What was the third one?
The third answer?
Yeah.
The third answer was what? It was already, it's Pashit. It was already in a Bryce already. We don't need to mention it. It's in Tanakh literature. Okay, what are we up to? That answer's number 20. 21. Come on, guys. It's late. Why Lafi Aimek Ashela Azar Gomara not list off Takeif L'Natila Suda?
It's not a
Taiva. This is like a seventh answer. Wow. What's the what's the answer?
It's not a category.
Because our Gomara what?
It's only
listing one of the three minim. The Shir Tkifa Bedin Zeh Shaul Tkifas. Right? Yes? And therefore what? A Gomara in our Sugya Monta Sholosh Minit Tkifas, which are different in the Shurim. Fiza Gamar does not mention takeif l'natila suda because it's one of the three minim that are mentioned. Namely what? Namely achila, right? It's referring to inyani achila. Okay, fine. So basically seven answers total. Okay, that's 21. 22. What's the machlokes in Rashi in the tour? Legabe what? What's the machlokes in Rashi and Tura legavi siyum asudu b'mayim achron? That goes back a little bit to the beginning one, Nate, right? About what nanechsav siyum asudu l'mayim afkemine. So let's break it down. So if you look in the Rashi in the Beis Yosef has a machlokes. Beis Yosef says that netila is like the beginning of the bracha. Once you wash your hands, guys, you're done. You're not allowed to eat until you bench. This is the Beis Yosef says, Pshat and Rashi. Please get it. You are done. He says, Netila is like the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. It's like the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. You are done. Comes along the tour and says, you're mutter to what? It's mutter to eat after Mayim Achronim. Wow. Because Netila is only Hesach Adas Me'achila. That you got hungry. So you can continue to eat, but you need a what? You're going to need a bracha. There's no issur to speak, Lamaisa. This is what the Ra and the Ritva say. Take if it's only the Gabi, it's usher to eat after the Netila. But there's no issur to speak.
You can even eat
how like Hamosin? One sec. Again, Nachamo.
Yeah.
Let's get this. The Beis Yosef says a machlokus Rashi tour. Yeah. Beis Yosef says, according to Rashi, Netila is like the beginning of Birkas Hamazon, and you're done. Once you wash your hands, you're not allowed to eat until what? You finish benching. The tour argues and says you're allowed to eat after the time of Mayim Achronim because Netila is only Hesach Adas. Therefore, you want to eat Gezunter Hei, but you got to say a bracha beforehand. That's what the Drisha, the Box, the Magen Avraham says Pshat and Tais in the Rush. So please get that Machlekes, okay?
And
I can't hear you.
Would you wash again according to the Torah?
If you're having bread?
I guess if you're having bread, yeah. You have to wash again. Why not?
If you want to have more bread...
We dealt with this yesterday.
Yeah, you're gonna have to wash again, and you'll say only one benching.
Even though it's not right,
you only say one benching. Remember, we discussed this yesterday regarding what?
Did everybody find the answer that if you have to make a second Birkas HaMazon if you make another Birkas HaMotzi? So you say Birkas HaMotzi.
Where do we discuss it though?
After Netilas Yadayim, after you did Mayim Achronim.
After you did Mayim Achronim L'maisa?
Yeah.
After you did Mayim Achronim L'maisa, we said that would you have to Poshup Shad is that we've answered the question. Like Nate was asking. You say two amodes in benching. You're not going to have to bench. But where do we have that? By Havlan V'Nivrach. Remember we had that?
And if it's in the ass, maybe okay. It's Kol Brach Shid, you have a bracha before, you have to have a bracha after.
No. That there's no such din about it. I mean, the tour you mean?
We were asking yesterday that if you...
That din you mentioned, where is that mucker from?
It's in the Gemara.
That you need a what? Show me the marker for that.
It's on our Gemara.
No, it said Kovin Suda. Said Kovin Suda. Okay, you show that to me when you find it. Okay?
It's
where?
It's the Rav Sheshes.
That was the Gabi the Reichani Lamaisa. That's by Reichani and Mitzvahs, remember? No? That's by Reichani. Referring to Memdalan and Beis?
Memgitlan and Beis?
What do you mean?
Okay. Cloud.
Yeah. Okay.
So therefore, if you make a bracha of a motzi after Netilas Yadayim, because you want to eat more.
Right. I mean, you're saying it's a breach of that rule. I didn't realize that was the phrase you were referring to. I don't think that would apply here, because we'll just view it as a hemshich of the suda. It's not like it'll be a bracha on its own without a bracha achrona. You understand what I'm saying? It'll be two amotzis that will be, it's all part of the same suda. That's what I think it is. It's a good kasha, though. Excellent. Okay, let's go. What answer? That answer which one?
22.
That answer 22. Let's go, guys. 23. What are the four shitas about tekef l'netila bracha? Let's get it. Number one. Ready? Rashi. Rashi says it's usher to eat after netila. Usher to eat after netila. Plain and simple. No, 23. What are the four shittas on taking l'netila bracha? Rashi says it's usher to eat after netila. Because if Misha says, according to Rashi, the Rambam, there's no issue to speak between netila and bracha, the Ra'ah and the Ritva say, take if it's only the guy that's usher to eat after netila. There's no issue to speak. That's one. Two.
Rashi says it's
usher to eat after the netila. Because if Misha says, according to Rashi and the Rambam, there's no issue to speak at all. The issue is to eat after the netila. Okay? And the Ra'ah and the Ritva say the same thing. It's usher to eat after the Netilah. There's no issue to speak. Taisus in Sota, Lamed Tesmes, Shita number two. It's also to delay 33 feet. Also to delay 33 feet. That's what the Gemara means when it says takeif. That's what it means, takeif. What'd you say? That's the shear, the walk from what? The walk. Outside the Sharnikin or to what? To the Azara. Three, the Rashba. Rashba says, Asur to be mafsik even with delay, even without speaking between the Tila and the Bracha. You should say the Bracha miyad without waiting. In order, what happens if the Mezamin is to look over the benching to make sure he does a good job when he leads the benching? That's mutter, but how much time? The amount of time four people take to wash my machronim. That's a Gemara later on. On Mevavim's base. So you're allowed to delay a little bit the amount of time four people do my machronim to prepare the benching. That's the third sheet. That's what it means. Asal Asa Filibashi. And number four, what's four? Rabbi Yonason Akoin Lunil. The Master Shalom says, also to speak after the Natila. That's what the Ol Moed says as well. The word takeif means also to speak to that degree. So obviously it's also to eat, but it's also to speak too. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yonason Lunil. Yes. Even with Shia.
That's the most chomer.
No, that's not the most chomer. It's also even to do that. You can't eat Lamaisa, but he says even a slight delay is not proper. Even a slight delay is not proper.
It's mutter to eat, but it's
also. No, that's not what I said. I said it's usher to eat and it's usher even to delay.
Right.
He adds even delaying.
Right.
So whereas the first sheet that said delaying is okay.
Right. So I'm saying the Rashba is the most
chomer. Yes. Right. Absolutely. That's what you're asking. Okay, good, correct, very good. Asulamais even to delay. That is correct. The reason why I hesitate with you, Sam, is I'm not sure what the Rashi would say about talking. Okay.
Well, if it's also to delay at all.
I would agree. I would agree with it for sure. With Asa Dibor, so he's the most chomer. Correct. He'll allow Shahia. Correct. Well said. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Oh, Moed also says the same thing to Yonis and Lunil. Okay? Now, the Oh, Moed's Pirish Takev Kedivir Rashba. So the Oh, Moed says, Oh, Moed does agree that it's also the Dabrach and the Tila, and he's Masbir, it like the Rashba. And he says, Gam also the Dabr Benehim. So he basically has what? The Rabbi Yonason Lunil says also to talk after the Natila of Chen Kutz of Oel Moed. Shapirish Tekev Kedivir Rashba. Because of Shagam also the Dabr Benehim. Okay? So it seems that the Oel Moed is saying that it's also by both. Okay? So he seems a little bit different than Rabbi Yonason Lunil. Okay, Sam, so you're asking that, right? So it seems like he's answering both Lamites as well. Okay. That answers which one? That answers number 23, 24. What do we say about Havlan v'Navrich Amay Machronim? Give the Hezber of Rabbi Yonah Beis Yosef. Yes. Our Gemara, black on white, seems that Amay Machronim is the end of the Suda. Other things might be Hesachadas, but it's not the end of the Suda. Like removing the tray, pouring your hands on oil. That's not considered Sima Suda. What's considered Sima Suda or takeaway from our Gemara is Amay Machronim. Big problem. The Talmid Rabbi Yonah and the Ran and Chulin ask, the Gemara says, "M'sachim, I'll give you another end of the meal. Havlan v'nivrach. Give us a kos of wine so we can bench. Doesn't that constitute an isser, the end of the meal? It's also l'achsor of lishtos. Gemara says, black and white, you cannot go back and drink. Hesach adas is gorim d'tsiyum hashtiyah. So which one is it? Is it mayim achron or havlan v'nishtos? Havlan v'nivrach. So the answer is that hesach adas is not considered to be what? A siyum asudo l'gabi, if someone wants to go back and eat. The derech of people is many times to continue from a suda ketana to a suda gedola. But what is considered to be a nexa l'su'uyum a suda is that if you want to go back and drink, people are not koveh themselves to drink. So since people are not koveh themselves to drink, the Beis Yosef is masbir, no way a person is allowed to go back and drink without eating. Ain adam eshar lachsu lishos b'li achila. Aval mishachozo lecho, right? Someone who wants to go back, continue and eat, is Rashai Gam Lishtos Bnei Kach. Meaning you're not allowed to drink anymore. But if you want to eat and drink, that's fine. If you want to eat and drink, that's fine. So therefore, what comes out is that we have a beautiful answer now of how you solve the issue. And the das of Tosfos Rosh is that Havlam Nirach is not like Sifrei Chashuva, it's like Mayim Achronim. Maybe they're the same thing. And the Bach says it makes sense. Because Hesach Hadassah is considered Siyam Asuda, like the Gemara thought. And when the Gemara says Gemara Achila, Sifrei Chashuva, Mashiach Yad HaBashem, that's not Siyam Asuda. Why isn't that Siyam Asuda? Because those Maisim are not such, you know, Hesach Hadassahs. It's different than the Tilis Yadayim or Amiris Havlam Nirach, which is considered to be Hesach Hadass. So let's chazer over this answer. What was the kasha? Our Gemara says black on white, my machronim. What does that Gemara say? Havlam v'nivrach. So how do you answer it? So it comes with going back and doing a new drink, lamaisa, is considered to be what? Is considered to be a siyum asuda for drinking. Havlam v'nivrach. But if a guy wants to continue to eat and drink, then in the chanam it's not considered to be siyum asuda. This concept of what Havlan v'nivrach. But for drinking alone, it is a problem. So the Beis Yosef says a person is not allowed to go back and drink without eating. If you want to go back and eat, then you have that permission to do that halacha l'maisa. And the das of Tyson Rosh is an Amiris Havlan v'nivrach is not like Silich HaShulchan, it's like Mayim Achroinim. And even according to our Maskana, that Hesekadas is considered Siyum Asuda, like the Gemara thought in the beginning, l'maisa, that's not considered to be Siyum Asuda because why? These mice are not such Hesek Hadas. Mayim Achronim and Havlan v'Nivrach are mice of Hesek Hadas. Fine. That answers number what? Number 24. 25. What is the shear? What is the shear of the bracha of coming immediately after you house a Talmud Chacham in your house? What is the shear? Do you get the bracha immediately? Yes. The Marsha and the Kedushu Bracha say you get the Bracha immediately after housing the Talmud Chacham. However, the Emek HaShela argues and says you get it that year. You get it that year.
What does it matter?
We want to know what the Pshat is. And Abai is Mechadish a new concept. It means what? Toch Hashana. So it's a Machlokes, is a Miyad between the Marsha and the Kedushu Bracha against the Emek HaShela. Okay, when will you get the Bracha? Taichin the Gemara. What is it referring to? That's 26. Okay, everyone got that?
That was 25.
I'm sorry, that was 25. Thank you, Sam. 26. What are the pshatim about the bracha coming miyad legabe tamal chacham? Right? What do you mean, what are the pshatim miyad legabe tamal chacham?
What?
Okay, what does that mean?
What's the
pshatim? What did you say? What are the pshatim, Lamaisa? Yeah. What are the pshatim that what sense, where did it happen miyad? So the Gemara quoted a bracha legabe lovin with Yaakov. It says Beferish that he got his bracha immediately. The Marsha says that Lavan said of Yerachos Olaragli, he got, as soon as Yaakov came in the house, he started making millions. Okay? That's what the Ibn Ezra says, the same thing. The Kedushu Bracha says that the Chacham says, Biglalecha v'lo ba'avurecha. So that's how we learned it happened miyad. Okay? So either two ways to say that it happened miyad. Either it was from the notion of what? Which means it was what? L'ragli, which means it happened immediately, like Ibn Ezra says. Or it was because it says, Biglalecha napavrecha. Biglalecha is mashma miyad. Okay, that answers number 20, what? 26, 27. What are the two pshatim? Ezim in bracha legabi marech tamil chacham abeso. What kind of bracha are you going to get? What'd you say?
No, good.
Go ahead.
I had a question on the second pshat, on the second pasuk.
What's the problem with the second pasuk?
Because the Vayivarech as a Beis HaMitzri only happened after did that happen as Yosef came in the house? I thought that was after Yosef was already working in his house for some time.
Maybe it means immediately though. Maybe it means, it says Biglal, maybe it means immediately. Who says? Maybe it doesn't mean immediately. As soon as he came in. Okay. 27. What's Tupshot Ezemin Bracha Lagabi Marech Tamacham Beso? Is it Bracha Lagabi finances? That's the mashmos of the sugya, that he became a millionaire because it says son in the psukim. Marsha, the Sforno say like that. However, Rashi and Chumash has a different shot. It's a bracha with kids, being given kids. From the time Yaakov went to Beis Lavan, he didn't have kids.
Well, that wasn't right away, obviously.
Well, Mishasha, maybe the wife became pregnant. Mishasha bought Yaakov Lebeso, he sparked Lavan, and they had kids.
Yaakov obviously did not have kids until 7 years later.
Okay, but I'm saying it was.
Lavan had kids?
What'd you say? Yeah, it was Lavan having kids, not Yaakov.
Yeah,
Meaning after Yaakov came to his house, Laban had more kids?
Laban didn't have kids. Laban didn't have kids before Yaakov came. Then he got kids.
Wait, he had
nothing. Whoa. Laban, not Bethuel. Laban's brother and sister. Laban. Laban himself.
Laban's daughters were Rachel and Leah.
No, they weren't. Yeah, they were. Yes, they were. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yes,
so
they were.
When Yaakov came to Laban's house, I'm assuming Rachel and Leah were...
He had no sons. They were daughters.
So
he had no
Laban
sons. Yeah, he had no sons. Yes. Now, of course they're children, Lamaisa. If you have a daughter, Simon Yafa Labanim. If you have a daughter, Simon Yafa Labanim, Lamaisa. You said the wrong thing, Akiva. You said the wrong thing to me. Wow. Akiva, I'm sorry. Right. Sorry. See, because you missed yesterday. That's what happens. You know? You know, Lamaisa. Akiva. Akiva, the Gemara says, having a daughter, Simon Yafa Labanim. Okay? Yeah. Now there's a third shot. What does Eliyahu Mizrahi say? Both. Brachan Mamon and kids. So the three permutations. Either Mamon, kids, or both. Okay? That ends at 27. 28. What was our Mahalach? What was the Mahalach Shalana Shah Gemara Tzarich? Od Pasuk L'Gabi Yosef. Why did the Gemara have to quote a second Pasuk that it got blessed because Yosef? Because why? Because who was Yaakov? Yaakov was the father-in-law of who? I'm sorry, Yaakov was the son-in-law of who? Of Lavan. So maybe a son-in-law is like a son. Like David HaMelech said to Shaul, he called Shaul his father. You follow me? So maybe it's a special relationship. That's why he was Zohar to Bracha. But a Stam Tamachach was not related to you. How do you know you get the Bracha? That's why the Gemara brings a Raya from Potiphar. That as soon as he brought him in his house, he got a Bracha. Who says that? Ben Yoyada. Then Ben Yoyada says at the second Teretz, Lavan had son. They made him rich. The son makes you rich. Lamaisa. So the Gemara says, Lavan had son. It was Ma'asher Baalem. You could say that, no, because he had sown, Lamaisa. He already had flock already, so from that he got rich. So maybe you'd only say, you're only going to get a bruch if you have flock already. Terence is from Yosef. No, you bring a Ryan Baltimore, even if you don't have it, Lamaisa. That's number one. That's two terutzim. Number three, the Imre Noam. Those first two have been Yoyada. Third terutz, the Imre Noam said, from Lavan, it's not such a raya, because he said, Nichashiv Yerachin Hashem Alecha. He really didn't know whether what. We don't know if the Nichash of Lavan was Emes. Therefore, we quote another Pasuk, whose mayor that the Bracha came is Chus Tamad Chacham. Could be maybe because of his Nichush Lamaisa. That's what the Chidah wants. That was the answer of who the Eminem. Then the Chidah gives an answer. The Pasuk by Lavan is not, it's not a Chreach that the Bracha came immediately. Possibly it came after a certain amount of time, Lamaisa. And it could be, that's why it was Menachesh, what caused the Bracha. So that's why the Gemara calls a Raya from Potiphar, that we know for sure it happened, Lamaisa. And then it's once we learn that, we could go back and say it was also the story with Lavan that the bracha was taken to as well. Because you might have said on its own, maybe the bracha didn't happen immediately. Because the bracha by Yitzhak happened immediately, it goes back and teaches us on that. So we had how many answers total? Four. What are the four answers? Number one, what? Could be because you were related. Number two, what was number two? Because he had sown. Number three is because maybe it's because of the Nichush. And number four is because maybe it didn't happen immediately. This just showed it immediately. Okay, and then lastly, 29 and 30 we'll do tomorrow. What's 29? 29 is in a Girsa. There's a completely different Girsa we don't have in our Gemara. It's in Ksav Yad Minkin. It goes like this. It goes just like a Mitzri gets blessed because of Yosef. Klai Yisrael, how much more so should be blessed? Another Kavachomer. My Yisrael says, Zerah Baruch Hashem, so to a Tamachachom says, Shacham Yagiru lo kecharu meyavosom. Achas kama kama. These psukim teach us that if a bracha chal on Potiphar was not a yid, how much more so it applies to on a yid who's makarva tamachachem, and if the bracha chal on every yid is makarva tamachachem, for sure it's chal on a tamachachem who's makarva another tamachachem. That was the gemara. Okay, well, guys, have a wonderful day. I'm sorry we went over a little bit. We had start number 30 tomorrow. Last day, because the schedule is 9 to 9:30.